That was in 61. Between 61 and 64, he was honored by President Kennedy. He didn't have to leave OU to do this, but he served in the President's Council for Physical Fitness.
Yes.
We'll get into your book a little bit here, but he wrote to you about this. He wasn't sure if he wanted to even accept that assignment.
Right. Well, initially, they wanted him to quit his job and to come on full-time. He realized pretty quickly that he couldn't do that. I mean, he didn't want to do it. In negotiations with the president's people, he was able to work out an alternative that President Cross at OU approved, whereby he could retain his position as the head coach at Oklahoma, but he could also become the head of the President's Council on Physical Fitness. This made it, obviously, a little bit more difficult for him. I think he was overextended. He had to give a lot of time in Washington, D.C., and he knew that he might fail. This was a new program. He didn't have any statutory authority with his council to direct and tell people, you're going to do this. You had to just come in and motivate school districts. But he did an extraordinary job. I think this is one of his great accomplishments, heading this up. And I think many historians believe that there's been no administration that's done more to improve the health of our students than during the Kennedy administration.
He met with President Kennedy.
Yeah, they were very close, as he was with Bobby Kennedy. The Kennedys, I think, had an affinity for football and for athletics. They hit it off immediately, and my dad had very easy access to the president. Whenever he wanted to come in, it could be done within 3-4 days, which is very difficult to do. It was then, just as it is today.
At that time, apparently, political affiliation didn't matter because the Kennedys are Democrat and your father was a Republican.
Well, that's true, and it did not matter at the time. I'm not sure that it came up at all, but I doubt that it did because I know they were encouraging my dad to come on.
The program, I think, actually began under President Eisenhower. He had a dream for that.
Right.
Either he didn't follow through on it or try to make it big until the President Kennedy came along.
Yeah, that's technically correct, what you've just said. And it was President Kennedy that revitalized it.